Hey, everybody, how y'all?
Tired of being sick and tired of your body shape. Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing today? Thank y'all for tuning in today with Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. All right, today I got some special stuff going on for you. I got a couple of guests going to be on the show. They sprung out to tell you about their business and what they do. You know, me being a trainer, you know, I like to hang around good people that do good things. They do big things. Now, I have some guys that's going to talk to you. You know, I'm going to ask them some questions about what they do, and we're going to see how everybody else is doing this across the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Mississippi, other guys in Mississippi, and other guys in Texas, but I'm going to let them get into that for you. You know, my first guest on here today, I got showing up right now, is my boy. I call him Coach Fisher. Coach Fisher, when he get a chance, I want to hear from Coach Fisher. Then I'm going to hear from my boy Mike out of Texas. So can I get my guys to call in so we can get this show on the road? Hey, Coach. What's going on here? Look like I got Coach Fisher on the line. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? Trainer, right?
Oh. Not much, man.
I love the team music, man. It inspired me to get up and book it. You almost missed me, bro. I almost missed my cue. What's happening, man?
Oh, man, it's all good, man. I'm just chilling, you know, trying to get people out here to recognize the people that's out here doing good things today, you know. And I'm just going to ask you a few questions about what you got going on and the things you're dealing with throughout this time right now.
Okay, cool. Anything particular or just in general?
Just in general, you know, like right now, you know, tell everybody your name and what you do right now as far as your business and everything.
Yeah, man. My name is Charles Fisher. Everybody call me Coach, Coach Fisher. Reason being, I'm a boxing coach, and I'm a semi-retired fighter. Did amateur MMA, actually boxed professionally for a little bit after getting out of Marine Corps and also getting out of prison. I actually took on that challenge full-fledged while in prison, and I fulfilled my potential with it when I got out. Of course, when I got out, I was a little more advanced in age, so my career didn't actually last long as far as competition, but that's what led me into coaching, which is what I truly love to do. I actually have a boxing team of my own, VOV Boxing Elite. VOV stands for Victory Over Violence. And what we do is we try to actually use the whole sport of boxing and boxing competition to bring out the champion in people, because it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of sacrifice, integrity to be an elite fighter. But it takes that to be a husband. It takes that to be a father. You feel me? And so it's kind of like where we want to try to build champion people, and if we happen to get some cash that wins some belts in the process, then that's cool too. So, yeah, I actually got my own boxing team. We got cats all over the place, but we're primarily stationed here in Starkville, Mississippi, actually in the process of transitioning to a new gym, high-level jiu-jitsu and Starkville kickboxing. And so, you know, I'll do my best to try to get information out or whatever the case may be, but like I said, everything's literally like happening on the fly, so people who are interested might just have to go and look it up. But as far as the things we're doing, I got a couple of guys that's progressing towards turning pro. One of them happens to be my nephew, Tariq. I got another guy who I was blessed to come in contact with through a gym I was just training in, Sugar Shane. Those two are probably the ones that's closest to actually being ready to turn pro and make some noise. And the thing about it, both of these guys are family men. I mean, they're not like guys, traditional guys who were like born and raised in the gym, had everything laid out. Nah, these are dudes who have a dream and they're not afraid to chase their dream and they're not afraid to invest the hard work, man. And so anything I can do to support them, that's what I'm about, you know, and that's what
right.
the whole organization is about. And so, yeah, we do anything we can pretty much do to help. We were actually doing a little thing this morning in one of the local neighborhoods. So you'll see us probably anywhere involved in pretty much anything. We actually had guys competed in the Street Beats competition. It's just about getting them out there, getting them exposed, and letting them know that it can actually happen if you put forth the work.
I got you. So, you know, since the pandemic been going on, you know, how's business been going as far as, have your clients been going, or y'all kind of just slacked off and then you just recently got back started, or has the pandemic slowed everything down?
That's what's cool about what I have going on, bro. It's more of a ministry for me than a business. Now, granted, that's what the transition is about, because the gym that I was working with, they were kind of affected pretty hard by the whole pandemic, you know. But for me, we're a boxing team, but we're also a family. So we checking in on each other all the time. We making sure each other staying tight all the time, whether we rolling solo or whatever. And then, you know, we ain't afraid to backyard it.
Yeah. No, all the time.
I mean, it's just about it being a culture, man. You know, more so because even though I love the gym, I appreciate the gym, I never wanted to be relegated to just a gym, because then you only associate that progress with the gym. That's not going to be enough to take you through life. You feel me?
Right.
And so with that being said, for us, this is a way of life. This is a culture. This is who we do. This is what we do. It's funny, like the few little times we go out, you know, we look like a bunch of grown-ass kids because we can't keep our hands off each other. The drunker we get, the more we start punching on each other, you know, because we feed off of that energy, man, and it's a great thing because you grow from challenges. So for us, it's a culture, man. It's not a business. So, nah, we didn't really suffer at all, with the exceptions of getting kind of stir crazy like everybody else.
All the time. Now, as far as your workouts, what kind of workouts are y'all doing when you do your training?
Calisthenics, man. Calisthenics. A lot of squats. You know, change of level, change of direction, stuff like that is huge. Movement is huge when it comes to boxing. A lot of calisthenics, a lot of repetition, because boxing involves a lot of repetitive movement. And so you train your body to do what it's actually going to do. And so, yeah, a lot of running, a lot of calisthenics, ropes, stuff like that. We do sparring, but we do what I call a gentleman sparring. You know, we don't play the push league game. We ain't in there with no ego trying to prove who's the toughest. That's not how you build skill. You know, we in there trying to get live reps so we can get our timing down. You know what I mean? But we're not in there trying to hurt each other or whatever, because a lot of the damage that fighters sustain is actually in sparring, man, not in actual competition. So a lot of our training is sitting around conditioning, and around calisthenics. And the cool thing about that is you can do that at the crib. So for us, there's no excuses, man. You know, we team, no excuse.
All the time. That's a good thing. Now, how often are y'all working out during the week? Y'all doing once, twice, three times a week?
Well, we just kind of got back in the swing, and we've been managing about 2-3 days, and we're going to try to keep it that way. Because with everything still being so uncertain, you know, we don't want to try to apply anything rigid, you know what I mean? But we just want to try to stay as consistent as we can.
I got you. Now, what are your plans for fitness or for your training for the VOV, Victory of Violence? What are your plans for it in the future?
I'm trying to turn some cash pro, man, because, you know, I'm a certified personal trainer. I enjoy training, but I'm not a gym dude. I'm not a traditional gym dude. I don't even want to be in the gym. When I walked away from my last job in the gym, I knew that was it for me. I enjoy training athletes, and out of athletes, I enjoy training fighters. And so that's what I want to do, man. I love the relationships that you're able to build with your fighters. I like the personal aspect of personal training. And so as I started to climb that corporate ladder and realized that it was more corporate than I anticipated it, I jumped out. And I found something that fit me more, and that's coaching, that's boxing. And so I not just want to turn some cash pro, man. I want to produce some champions, man. I feel like it's a wealth of talent around here in Mississippi that's completely unrealized, man. And I want to be instrumental in helping these cats realize their potential, man. So shit, when you hear VOV, man, I want you to hear champion next to that. That's what I'm
saying. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Champions, man.
That's a good thing, because you know what you're doing is you're pushing these guys to go above and beyond what they've been doing. That's a good thing, because what we need, especially within the black communities, we need people like us or people like you that's out here trying to take lead and lead these guys or youngsters or whoever to doing something instrumental in their life, to doing something productive in their life, instead of out here hustling, trying to be banging or shooting at each other out here. You know, it's kind of crazy right now, but, you know, I really like the fact that you're out here taking the time out with these guys to push them on a level, get them into an area of something that they really like to do, and it's keeping them motivated to not get in trouble.
Hey, you know what, man? I appreciate that. And the thing about it that was registering with me when you were speaking just now is that I'm just trying to give them some options, homie. That's it. Because, like, where I grew up at in New Orleans, they didn't really have no gyms. And the few little gyms they had was, like, the old school dojos and stuff. And cats like us wasn't in there. We was probably hanging around there doing some stuff when you had no business. You dig? And so if you learned anything, you learned it around the way. And so I just want cats to understand that there are options. There's a lot of cats within the community that have a lot of skills, and skills pay the bills, but for whatever reason, skills aren't celebrated in our community. Even though skills pay the bills, you can't contribute anything. You won't have anything to offer if you don't have any skills. And so just going about acquiring skills could do a lot in helping to improve the conditions that we find ourselves in. And it's about demonstration. And who can't exercise, man? Who can't get out and walk? Who can't
That's
squat,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And if it progresses
That's right.
into something greater, then awesome. But with these cats, I just wanted to present some options, because there's a ton of dudes I know that are physically more talented than I am. It's cats in my camp that's probably got more skill than I do, or whatever the case may be. But like I said, this team no excuse, man. I just want cats to know it's options out here, and if you apply yourself and put in the work, you can achieve your dreams now. The difference between a dream and a goal is a plan. And so if you actually have a desire to do something and you implement a plan, the universe will provide you with the necessary support. Now, the thing about it, when it show up, you can't be no punk and run away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what I like about my team and what we do. It's all about accountability and stepping up to the plate. So that's it, man. I just want cats to know that there's options. I want to be able to tangibly provide those options or some option, and just do what I do do what I can do to try to help support, man. I still believe in us as a people.
That's a good thing. Now, and my question here I got is, what do you use as a motivational tool for your clients or for your team?
What do I use as a motivational tool? Their progress. That's what I like about boxing, and that's what I like about physical fitness. You can see the results. You can see yourself improve. The thing I always would tell my clients when I would start working with them, not even my athletes, is that the first level of improvement you'll see is in your mobility. Your body should be moving better within the next 2 to 2 to 4 weeks after you get past the initial soreness and stuff like that, you should see an improvement in how you move. When you get up in the morning, you shouldn't be creaking as much. It shouldn't take as much to get you started. You know what I mean? Little things like that are victories that lead you into strengthening your whole vessel and then achieving the cosmetic goals that everybody is usually after when they come into the gym. Either way, when they can see that progress within themselves, that's motivation enough. Like they say, the proof is in the pudding. With the boxing, when you come in there, you don't have no idea what you're doing, and you're getting socked up. And then, like, 2 weeks later, you can intelligently defend yourself. Hey, that speaks for itself. You think what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I do more coaching than rah-rah. You know what I mean? I'm literally trying to instruct you through what's happening so you can see what's happening for yourself, because I'm big on each one, teach one. A majority of my people go on to be coaches and trainers.
Right, I got you. All right, now,
so, yeah,
at this time, I got another trainer coming in right now. Let me see what old Mike has got going on. Can I hear from old Mike? Hold on 1 second. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Ray, what's up, man?
Oh, not much, man. Thank you for joining me today on the show, man. I got you on the mic, and I got Coach Fish on the mic, you know, introducing Mike. Mike is a trainer, too. I've been knowing him for a little bit out of Texas, you know. Mike, tell everybody your name and what you do.
First, let me give some shouts out to Coach Fisher. I liked everything he said about the boxing and the community. That's good stuff, and that's exactly what we need in all areas of the United States.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
For me, I've been a trainer since I was about 26 years old. I'm pushing 50 now, but still love what I do.
What?
I do one-on-one training, and I do some online training as well.
All right. How long you been into? Well, you say you've been doing it for about since you was about 26. So, during the pandemic, has the pandemic slowed you down a little bit?
As far as my one-on-one training, it did, because we were forced to close the gym down. Even though the gym I train out of, the owner, he fought long and hard to keep the gym open, but eventually we had to shut it down. But like Coach Fisher was saying, we created some community, and I had a group training class that we trained right through the pandemic. They came to my house. They ran to my house. They ran from my house. So, yeah, we kept going through the pandemic.
That's a good thing. You're kind of keeping them fit and keeping them in shape. That's good. So hey, that's a good thing. See, that means they self-motivated. That means they want to get in shape and they want to be doing something with their lives, even though the pandemic is going on. That's a good thing. That's a plus.
Right.
Because, you know,
right.
you two guys, man, I work with both of y'all, you know what I'm saying? I worked out with you guys, man. I know both of you guys. Man, I'm telling you, and I really appreciate the work that y'all doing, man, because it's hard as far as a black community to get these guys motivated, or get people, not just blacks, I mean blacks, whites, everybody, to get people motivated to do things in society. Because, you know, exercise, like Coach Fisher said earlier, it's not hard to do a squat or to do some walking. And people should want to do these things in their life, because me personally, as a trainer, I'm a firm believer that, you know, exercise is the key to a lot of ailments that's out here going on right now.
Absolutely.
I totally agree, man. The body has an amazing ability to heal itself, but it's not magic. It's effort. And that's the thing about it. I'm not about the victim mentality at all. You can't be a triumphant victim, in my opinion. You got to pick a lane. And so when you're choosing health and fitness, you're choosing tangible results, which means you're willing to actually invest something more than conversation, because people have a bunch of opinions about everything, and they're concerned until it's time to get involved. Once it's time to actually do something, then you see people quickly disappear. And so if we're doing that stuff as it relates to interpersonal relationships and so on and so forth, of course we're doing it as it relates to our body. We don't care about our body until our body starts to fail us.
Right.
And then we immediately want results. And it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. And so, yeah, I listened to the brother that's Mike, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I listened to this brother, and I was immediately kind of embarrassed. Like, I don't think I ever been that sharp a professional as it related to personal training. But I, but honestly, I don't think I'm supposed to, because, like I said, it's a culture. It's not something that's like, you know, it's room in it for everyone is what I'm saying. Is everyone can be healthy, mind, body, and soul if they make a conscious decision to be just that and be willing to put in the work. That brother is as professional as he is with his business because he invested the work. And so if we want anything different in our community, we have to be willing to invest the work. That's it. And so that's what I love about physical fitness. It doesn't take that much effort to get up and move. But most people aren't even willing to do that. So that's what's disturbing to me at this point is how far we've fallen from grace. It's like we literally want everything, but we're not willing to do anything for it.
Right.
I like that, Coach Fisher. I like what you're saying. And I base almost everything, I say 99% of everything I do on Matthew 6:33 in the Bible. Everything we want, our health, our business, our relationships, everything we want to prosper, we have to first seek God first.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you.
Right,
if we don't start
right.
with that, then we're struggling. We're struggling, we're failing, and we're not going to make progress.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely right, absolutely right. Now, Mike, what kind of workout programs are you using with your team, with your guys, with your clients?
You know, when I first started this, I thought that the workouts had to be specific. They had to be, you know, detailed. They had to be all these things. But what I want people to do is be healthy. I want them to be healthy, be able to move, you know, be able to get on the floor with their kids, with their grandkids. And what I've learned over all these years that it's not so much the workouts as it is the fuel that you put in the body. If you eat good, your body will do what you want it to do, you know, barring any injuries or, you know, illnesses or anything like that. But I have been for a long time stressing. If you're driving a Corvette and you're putting water in the gas tank, it'll still go. It ain't going to go far. And it ain't going to last long, but it'll still go. So my workouts that I put my people through are they're a wide range of full body movements, running, jumping, crawling, burpees. I mean, we do everything because what they're learning is if you ask your body to do something and you're putting good fuel in the tank, most likely your body will be able to do it.
That's right.
Right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Now, what are your plans for fitness in the future as far as your business?
You know, like I said, I'm pushing 50. Not that that's old, but getting up and being at the gym at 5 a.m., that's getting old. I don't want to do that for too much. So right before the pandemic, my wife and I, we started pushing the online training model where people – it's about a year-long commitment, and people learn the basics and fundamentals of, you know, behavioral change when it comes to food, which still leads to weight loss, and it can lead to other things too, you know, better relationships with your spouse, with coworkers, stuff like that. But we're trying to push our business to the online model so that we can be in, you know, Fiji or be in Puerto Rico or be somewhere on the beach because of what she loves and still be able to impact lives.
I got you. That's a good thing. Now, what do you use as a motivational tool for your clients?
First and foremost, I used to be scared or timid about speaking about the Bible. But now, you know what, like I said, pushing 50, I ain't worried about it no more. So I use the verses in the Bible that say, you know, your body is the temple of the Lord. You claim to be Christian. You got to accept this. So first and foremost, if you claim to be Christian and your body is a temple, we got to take care of that temple. And then, you know, I make my clients or I suggest take ownership. This is your body. This isn't my body. I'm in shape. You know, if you want to eat those donuts, eat those donuts. But you got to take ownership of the process. Take ownership of the process, and that's how we stay motivated. I always put it back on them. So if you want to do this, we'll do it. But I'm not going to work harder than you do for your success.
Right, right.
That's right.
So how many times a week are y'all working out?
Monday. Actually, we go Sunday through Friday. We go Sunday through Friday. Sunday through Friday. Maybe hour and a half workouts each time. But we do, like I said, all varieties of workouts. Bike riding, kayaking. We do everything. But, yeah, about 6 days a week.
Okay, okay. So, now, I just want y'all to know, you know, I got these guys online. Everybody that's listening, you know, I got people listening. And if y'all have any questions, please press 1. And you can direct your questions towards either Coach Fisher or Trainer Mike, whoever, or even myself, you know, Trainer Ray, you know, that's what I do. But, you know, if y'all want to ask any questions, please feel free to press 1 because they're here. You know, these guys are here to give out any motivational advice that you may need, any kind of answer any question you may have. So please feel free. Hold on. I think I got somebody got a question. Hold on, gentlemen. Hey, this trainer Ray, what can I do for you? Who you want to speak to?
Hey, Trainer Ray, it's me, Mary B.
Hey, Mary B, what's going on? My co-host, one of the co-hosts with me on My Gospel Soul on 219 to Talk on Thursday night, gentlemen. But Mary B
on
the line.
Hey, guys, how
what's
y'all doing?
Hey, Mary,
hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. I want to say I am a Mississippi native, but I grew up in North Carolina, but now I'm in Texas. We are... So with me and my girls, because I'm getting married this summer, so we're doing our fitness like together because we're really, you know, getting on this health thing because we're in our 30s now, our early 30s. So we're actually being serious. But with the COVID, we're like, what can we not do? Like, is going walking together still okay? Is it still like, should we just keep the group low and still, or does it not matter because we're outside?
When we were asked to shut our gym down, we did not do it. We didn't shut the gym down. And when I invited my clients to come to my house, I didn't ask them to wear a mask. I didn't ask them to wear gloves. We just kept right on moving because I believe if you get healthy, if you stress out your lungs, if you work those muscles, if you do happen to come in contact with COVID, your body will be better able to fight it off. Continue doing your regular hygiene. Wash your hands. If someone's coughing, you know, ask them to cover their mouth. You know, but we can't let this COVID thing stop us from getting healthy, stop us from meeting with our people, stop us from doing the things that we've been doing this long. And in your 30s, you're probably healthy enough to fight it off if you get it. But keep getting healthy, keep getting stronger, and keep doing the basic hygiene things, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Totally agree.
Mary B.
I don't think I got anything to add to that. Totally agree.
Okay, okay. So, you know, what advice would you give her as far as she has some girls that she's working out with? What would you give her advice to give her from both of you guys? What advice would you give her and her team as far as what they need to do as far as to get in the shape they're trying to be in, as far as reach their goals?
Here's what I'll just have her keep in mind. 100 years ago, there was no fitness industry because it wasn't as easy and convenient to eat food, as in food wasn't everywhere you look, food wasn't promoted. As a matter of fact, you had to either grow, catch, or whatever, hunt, kill your food. And so you had to work for your food as well. That's why I'm always preaching lifestyle. Figure out ways throughout your day to incorporate more movement. I always give my clients, like, homework. Instead of bending over to pick stuff up in the house, squat down. And when you're squatting, make sure you're observing correct form. You know, back straight, heels dug in, core tight, the whole thing. Just figure out ways to incorporate movement. Don't relegate it to just a workout. And make sure movement is at the center of your thoughts when you're actually with your girls. Look at it more so as fellowship and just figure out different ways, more creative ways to add more movement into your day. Because other than that, it can quickly get overwhelming. Like coaches and trainers are usually obsessive people, so they don't mind. You know, that coaches and trainers usually struggle to turn that stuff off. You're constantly creating programs
right.
in your head. But for the, right. for the average person, it can quickly get overwhelming when you're talking about creating a program for yourself and for others. So don't.
Right.
Don't create a program. Just make it a matter of movement. Look at it as fellowship. You're just getting together and moving around. It could be dancing. Like your brother was saying, they bike ride. They do all kinds of stuff. And you know, when in doubt, there's always YouTube. YouTube has a plethora of videos that you can reference just to get some idea. But don't make it too structured because you don't want to make it become too rigid. Save that for a time with a trainer.
Yeah, because my best friend, she'll quit on me if I, like, don't have it, make it fun.
Well, there you go. Make it fun.
All the time. Mike, what you got?
Yeah, I agree with Coach Fisher 100%. Focus most of your time on just movement. You know, the more you move, the more calories you're going to burn. But going back to how I motivate my clients, you know, you say you're about to get married. Seek ye first
yes.
the kingdom of God. Seek
That's
ye
right.
first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto
yeah.
you. But again,
That's
have
right.
fun, because if you can have fun, you'll be more consistent. The biggest
there
way
you go.
We fail with anything we try is it gets boring or it gets hard, and then we're not consistent. You don't have to be perfect, but you got to make progress.
That's right. Well,
right. So, Mary B., what kind of eating habits are y'all using? What is your eating habits as far as you and your girls?
Oh, well, we can't go off of them. What I have been doing, because I want you to understand they're not as dedicated. But what I've been doing is, of course, I think I told you already, Fitness Ray, I have already lost, I think, 115 pounds, mm-hmm. but that was strictly from just exercise, no beef, no pork. So I've totally kept no pork, beef sometimes, and I've been more like seafood. With me and Larry, his grandma wanted us to try like vegan, but I couldn't get into it. I can't really, you know, but I don't know. So I do different variations, but I just like to stay active. It's just, you know, with the kids and stuff, we have to find different ways. And then I have to motivate him. So that gets, you know, a little taxing. But we get it done. But basically just seafood, protein packs. Like we'll do the boiled eggs with the chicken breast. I'll do fresh spinach and just cook it down. If I do a cheese, it's normally feta with it. I don't know. We change it up.
Okay. Trainer Mike and Coach Fisher, what do y'all have to say on the fitness or the nutrition side?
Well,
I have
all of my people do and myself, we do evidence-based decision-making. Now, you got a lot of people that say you shouldn't eat bread or you shouldn't eat pasta or you shouldn't eat this, blah, 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 blah. There are some things that we just shouldn't eat, like sugar. Our bodies do not need any sugar from an outside source. I like that you don't eat pork. Our bodies don't need that. But as far as all the other things, you have to test out your machine. Your body is your machine. Your body doesn't work like my body. Your body doesn't work like your friend's body. So if someone says you shouldn't eat bread, take bread out of your diet for 2 weeks and see what happens. If nothing happens, put bread back in your diet. You know, if someone says, you know, you shouldn't eat this, then give your body an opportunity to test that and see what happens. It takes about 2 weeks. But then you've got evidence that says this works or this doesn't work. You can't just go off of what Instagram says or what Facebook says because you are the only one that has your body. So evidence-based decision-making is what we do when it comes to food.
Okay.
I love it. I totally totally agree, because from everything the sister was describing, I'm like, well, she put me to shame. Her diet way better than mine, because I don't have nearly as much, quote-unquote, discipline as a trainer or whatever is supposed to according to the traditional standards, blah, blah, blah. The brother just gave me a label for it. How you said it, Coach Mike, evidence?
Evidence-based decision-making.
There you go. And so I've been saying that for years, just not as eloquently. Everybody's body is different. There are constants that we all need to observe, but everybody's vessel is different. And so you have to adjust yourself accordingly. I'm going to just tell you, in my opinion, what I feel a lot of that is, that's people looking to dump an excuse on somebody else when something don't work.
Right.
It's going to be real with
right.
me.
Right.
People say, oh, well, I'm on this diet. And so you have expectations of this diet doing this. And so when you don't get the results that you hoped for or wanted, now it's the Atkins diet fault. Man, knock it off. Go on, work that thing out for yourself, because it's yours. You know what I mean? That's the fun
that's
of
right.
it. Because when I tried the whole tree bark and rainwater and rabbit food, it did not work out well for me at all. And so it was like, well, I guess I'm a little bit different when it comes to this. I can do me a couple shots of whiskey and be okay. You know what I mean? I can have a so-called cheat day or whatever and be all right. But here's the thing about it with me. Can't do without water. And so that's the thing I always preach and promote with all of my clients, athletes or whatever. No matter what, you got to drink water. And for those that's like, I don't like water, you know, water makes me feel bloated, then I make the suggestion of, you know, just adding a lemon, because lemon helps it oxidize better in your body or whatever. But honestly, when people tell me they don't like water, I think you're kind of weird. As an adult, if you're saying I don't like water, then you got a whole lot of mental conditioning you need to take care of. And I'm just going to be straight up, you know what I mean? Because your body literally can't survive without water. And so if you're denying your body the most basic element, you got other things to worry about other than your waistline. And so I try to keep it simple, man, because, again, like the brother was saying, when it gets to the point of being drudgery, most of us going to bail out. And so that's why I'm always trying to figure out ways to, like, gradually introduce it into your day-to-day life. That way it's easier for you to keep it.
Right, right.
Okay,
now,
thank you.
Now, Mary B, I had a suggestion. You know, you were saying that you and your husband, you know, y'all, you trying to do your thing as far as motivating and cooking and with your kids. Now, I have a meal recipe book out, and, you know, with Fitness Evolution, a Family Living. And the basic goal behind it is make cooking fun. Start inviting, I don't know if you do this already or not, but start inviting the kids in the kitchen to help with the cooking. And I don't know how old they are, but help with the cooking. Like if they have to just stir something, mix something, make it fun for them to want to be in the kitchen. And also at the same time, it gives them another way to see another option instead of eating out fast food. Like most people want to give their kids McDonald's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A or whatever, because it's easier to just give them something, say, hey, let's go buy something, than it is to just sit at home and make something. But then, true enough, you're going to have to spend money to eat, but it's better sometimes what you cook at home is probably going to be a little better than what they're serving in the restaurant. So
definitely.
Always, even no matter what recipes you're using, even if it's something that you just normally make all the time, invite them in the kitchen to help you. That way, to see, let them see certain things that you're doing, mixing, you know, hey, if you're making a cake, let them mix it, or if you're making a dish that requires some stirring, some mixing or something, which a lot of dishes do, so just invite them in the kitchen, because
okay,
it'll also
show
them.
You know that's difficult. Like, you know that, like, I'm from Mississippi. You know, my mom didn't allow us in the kitchen. She was doing. She's like, get out my way. So that's so hard. But I am going to try it. I promise.
It is hard. It is hard if you used to live in a certain way. But see, just, you know, hey, sometimes you got to make change. But sometimes
right.
I'm going to try
right.
it.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Make change and tell them, you know, it'll show them also a different way or teach them to actually be cooks or learn to cook, because you don't want your kids to be grown, and they be like, I can't cook. I ain't cooked in years.
Yeah.
You know?
My 11-year-old, he loves cooking.
See, that's a good thing. Put him
yeah,
in the kitchen.
He loves it.
Right, right. All right, any more questions from Coach Fisher and Trainer Mike?
No, thank you guys so much. And Trainer Ray, I'm going to tag you in our workout today.
Okay. What you going to say, Mike?
Before you hang up, Mary, I don't know if you have pen and paper with you, but I have a little acronym that is beneficial, and it's not just for, you know, getting ready to get married, but for life. It's a new start. The N stands for nutrition. The E stands for exercise. W stands for water. S for sunshine. T for temperance. A for fresh air, R for rest, and then the T, trust in God. We
That's
keep these
awesome.
Principles. We keep these principles, you know, for in our forethoughts, and things go well. Mm. Things just happen to go well.
Amen.
All
I love
right.
that. Thank you.
All right. That's awesome.
All the time. All right. Thank you, Mary B, for joining us on here. Is there anybody out there that got any more questions? Are the people that's listening, if you got any questions, I got two, the perfect guys here online right now that's willing to talk to you and answer any question that you may have. So if you have any questions, please feel free to let me know. Press 1, and I will bring you in at any time. So right now, question is for Mike and Coach Fisher. Look, the question is, what is some advice you would give to the people listening or the people that's going to listen, because this is being recorded, it's going to be on a podcast, and people can go to and listen to it anytime they want. So what kind of advice would you give these people, that advice that you can give them as far as life or fitness or anything? What kind of advice would you give the people listening?
I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to leave it in the very capable hands of you and Trainer Mike. And Trainer Mike, I definitely got to get in touch with you beyond this show. You will be hearing from me again, man. I mean, I love your light. I love your energy. Everything that I've observed of you in this brief meeting, man, it's been nothing but a blessing. But as it relates to what you just said, Ray, training is life. Life is training. In the Bible, they constantly use the word training. Everything is all about action. It's all about movement. And I'm referring to the Bible. We shouldn't have as many ailments and issues with our food, because we shouldn't really be allowing people to feed us in the first place. We need
right.
to get back to more traditional ways of being, man. Like I said, when you were growing your own fruits and vegetables, when you were fishing for your own seafood, whatever the case may be, you didn't have to worry about it being organic or gluten-free, sprayed with pesticides and this and that. And it tastes a whole lot better when you had to put all that effort into actually trying to work for it and cultivate it. And in the Bible, when Adam and Eve was expelled from the Garden of Eden, and the Most High said, hey, now in the sweat of your brow, thorns and thistles you'll produce. Of course, a loving God is not going to make you work to that degree to produce thorns and thistles. He was saying, whatever you get now, you're going to have to work for it. And so that's what it is. We got to work for it now. Whatever we get, we have to work for it. We have to earn it. And so this has to be a continued thing, like Trainer Mike said, consistency. That's the name of the game. There is no discipline without consistency. And it quickly gets overwhelming when you get overwhelmed by it. So don't get overwhelmed by it. Take it little by little, faithful in the least, faithful in the greatest. Set little small goals for yourself and delight in being able to achieve those goals and just allow it to add and multiply from there. If you want to get more technical and advanced, seek out qualified help. And that's what you guys are here for. And I'm blessed to say now that's what I'm here for as well. But when it comes to fitness and training and life, they're all intertwined. You really can't say one without saying the other. But I do got to say goodbye, man, because I actually got a client at 1 o'clock. So my information, if anybody did want to contact me, you could contact me via text. Do not call because I will not answer. But if you have, like, any interest in training or whatever with here within the Starkville, Mississippi area, you can text me 662-251-4598. Again, Coach Fisher. Or catch me over at Starkville Kickboxing. Other than that, man, you guys be blessed. Enjoyed it. Got to go.
Take it all right, brother. I appreciate you being on the show, brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Mike, before you answer the next question, I think I had a guest that wanted to say something, but I think they hung up. Okay. If there's anybody that have a question for Trainer Mike, please press one. Hold on. I think I got him right here, Mike. Hold on. Yeah. Hey, how's it going? This is Ray. What can I do for you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a question for Coach Fisher.
Oh, Coach Fisher, he had to leave. I got Trainer Mike on the radio.
I had a question for Coach Fisher because I know him personally.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I was hearing what he was saying, and I totally agree with everything he was saying. And hopefully we start training and bring that energy back to the gym.
Most people do what now? Say that again.
Yeah, that hopefully we can start training, and I hear everything that he was saying, and I totally agree with him. And hopefully we can start training and bring that energy back to the gym.
Okay, I got you. I relate the message to him.
Yeah.
Do you have any more questions for him?
About the physical and God, how like you put those together?
The physical and
well,
the diet?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
You got to put fuel in the tank before you can go anywhere. So you got to figure out, like I was saying earlier, what works best for your body. There are some things that are constants for everybody. You know, we all need water. But you got to figure out what makes your machine work at its best because everybody's body is different. So, again, it's based on evidence. Trying things out, seeing how your body responds. Taking some things out, putting some things in, seeing how your body responds. And then making your decisions based on how your body reacts to what you're doing.
Okay.
And the physical part of that is just be active. You can, whatever you like to do, what's fun, what motivates you, what challenges you. I mean, if it's mountain climbing, if it's rock climbing, if it's kayaking, swimming, boating, running, so whatever it is, find something that you enjoy doing so that you can be consistent while doing it.
Thank you. Thanks for the question.
All right. So,
all right. Thanks for the advice, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, Trainer Mike. All right, what advice would you have for the people that's listening right now as far as health and fitness or whatever the case may be, even life?
The number one thing is seeking God first.
Okay.
Because everything else falls short of that. Seek God first and what God's will is for you and your life and your family. After that, start moving. And remember that if you want to move well, you have to eat well. And
right.
There's so many fads out there, diets and don't eat this and don't eat that. And if you follow social media, it may not work for you. You know, your body may not be like that person you're following. No, actually, it's not like that person you're following. And it
right.
boils down to how are you moving? You have to eat and drink according to how you want to move. You know, Michael Phelps, the Olympics, you know, gold medalist swimmer, 12,000 calories a day. If I ate 12,000 calories a day, I would be a hippopotamus. But he's swimming. He's swimming 8 hours, 10 hours a day. So he's fueling his body in order to do what he loves to do and do it very, very well.
Right.
And we can do the same thing. If I want to go, you know, hiking on a 4 or 5 hour hike, I need to fuel my body before that, during that, and after that.
Right.
You know, I just can't arbitrarily think, you know, I'm going to eat a hamburger, I'm going to eat pizza, I'm going to eat whatever. You can eat those things, but then see how your body responds to those things. If your body doesn't
right.
respond well, then you shouldn't eat those things. But again, my advice is evidence-based decision-making. Try it out, see how your body responds, and then make decisions accordingly.
All the time. Okay, all right, man. I really enjoyed having you guys on my show, man, today. I do this show every Saturday around 12 o'clock noon. Now, for you, man, Coach Mike, give us your information, how people can reach you, whether it be email, phone number, whatever, if they had any fitness questions, or if they're in your area. You know, Mary B. lives in Texas, but I think she's in San Antonio. I'm not sure. But
okay.
She's in Texas, so give us your information to where somebody could reach you if they need to reach you, and that way you can explain talk to them whenever they need to talk.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, Ray, and I miss working out with you, man. We had some good times back when you were in Texas. But I'm glad you reached out and got me on the show. My email is 7fitimage. Thanks for that name, Ray. I appreciate it. 7fitimage7 @gmail.com. And like Coach Fisher said, I'll give you my phone number. Don't call because I won't answer, but you can text me at 817-773-9078. Facebook, you can reach me under Michael Corsi. And then I have a training page also, Fit Image Coaching.
Okay. All right. I'm glad to hear from you, man. I'm like you. I miss being in Texas working out with you, man. We used to have some fun back in the days, you know, working out in Texas. And, you know, I wanted to put you on the show because this is a podcast. It's going to be recorded, you know, thanks to My Gospel Soul, you know. And I get on here every Saturday to do a show, you know. Maybe if you have an idea or a question or something that you want to be brought on again, I will bring you on, you know, anytime. We can discuss some things. If you got something new coming out, if you write a cookbook or something, anything, just let me know and we'll get you on the show. And, you know, I really appreciate the work you're doing. Really appreciate the work you're doing with people, man. You're helping people get in shape. You're helping people change their lives, man, because fitness is the key to a lot of things and people don't really realize how important fitness is. And I really appreciate the time you take, man, to be on the show. I really appreciate the time you're taking out with these people out here, helping them. I be watching you on Facebook. I see you doing your deadlifts, and I saw you competing with your wife and things. I be laughing. I be like, oh, my. Mike says, she outdoing me. But it's all good, though, you know what I'm saying? But I really appreciate you taking out the time to even be on the show with me, you know what I'm saying? So I wish you best of luck, you know what I'm saying, your endeavors and whatever you got going on, and anything you want to say before we get ready to end the show?
That's it, man. Just everybody out there, if you're listening, be healthy, make good decisions. Not only that, help somebody along the way also. When you make it, bring somebody with you. Bring somebody with you.
All the time. That's right. Now, y'all heard it from Coach Fisher and from Trainer Mike. Man, these are the two best guys, man. I know these guys, been knowing them a while. And these guys, y'all heard it from these guys. You heard it from their mouth. You know, stay in shape. Get in shape. Help somebody. Like Mike said, bring somebody with you. Don't just come by yourself because sometimes it requires that other person or requires you to get that person involved in order to start working out, especially if you see that they are in need of doing some kind of training. Don't be rude about it and say, hey, look here, you're looking like a big couch fellow, you know, or something. Don't be rude about it. You know, bring them out, talk to them, take them walking, tell them, hey, let's go for a walk in the park. Even if it's just a general conversation, you don't have to be mean, be rude about it, but you want to help them, get them to where they want to be, to get them where they should be by getting them outside and not just being in the house. Now, I just want to thank y'all for listening to me today. You know, I appreciate you, Mike, for coming on the show, man. I really do. I really appreciate it. And appreciate the work you're doing. I still watch you, like I said, on Facebook. I see you doing your workouts and working your team out. I saw you doing a new thing, something about coaching kids' fathers or something. What is that I saw you on Facebook with?
Oh, no. Somebody challenged me to post a picture of my daughter's an athlete. Somebody challenged
okay.
me to just post a picture, 10 days, no comments, just post a picture of my daughter doing something and then challenge somebody else to do it. That's all that was.
I got you. Okay, I got you. Okay. I thought y'all had a team of, you know, dads coaching kids or something, which is good. That's a good thing. You know, people showing that their kids are being active, they're athletes, and that's good. They promote them. And
right.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
So, but, yeah. Man, you're doing a great job, man. I really appreciate all the work, man. I really appreciate all the stuff you're doing. Man, you're doing a great job at helping these people, and I really wish you well on your future endeavors, man, as far as your business, man.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it, man. It was good talking with you.
All right. All right, you too.
I'm out. I'll talk to you later.
All right. All right, take care. All right, everybody. You know, this is Trainer Ray, you know, here on the show today with you guys, you know, and I brought these guys on because I wanted y'all to see and hear from these guys' mouths about working out and staying in shape. And I really appreciate y'all listening today and getting a chance to hear these great guys really talk. You know, VOV, man, he's come a long way, and he's got these guys boxing. You know, they did a thing. He was talking about Street Beefs. Street Beefs is kind of a site. Well, not a site, really. It's actually a team of people where these guys, like, if you have a beef with somebody, if you go to Street Beefs and y'all want to box it out, the guy that owns it will let y'all box to get it out the way instead of using guns, instead of using violence. And a lot of the youngsters nowadays don't understand that. They'd rather go and shoot somebody and mess their whole life up, shooting somebody for an argument that you might get into about anything, whether it's about money, women, or whatever the case may be. And Street Beefs, you know, will let you beef it out, let you box, go and get your box in. And be over it. Once after the boxing over it, it's settled, it's done. But, you know, my boy Coach Fisher, man, he went down there with his team. They came back, you know, victorious. You know, they did great things. And I really supported them behind the whole thing and what they did, you know. And I really appreciate them for what they're doing. But I want to thank you guys for listening today on the show. I want y'all to understand, I want to thank my doctor, Soul Queenie, number one, as far as, you know, allowing me to be on the show on Saturday to have a show for myself. And I really appreciate her. And, you know, I'm Trainer Ray. And if y'all got any questions, y'all can reach me at anywhere, anytime. Y'all can reach me on my page. You know, I have a new web page called FitnessEvolutionLLC.com. If you hit me on there, you can either order my book or you can contact me if you got any questions or concerns you may have. But I want to thank you guys for joining me today. I want to thank you guys for joining me on Saturdays, period. So I want you guys, if y'all have any questions, any concerns, please feel free to let me know. If you didn't get these guys' information, let me know, and I'll give it to you. I have it sent to you so you can reach out to these guys, especially in their areas, Starkville, you know, Mississippi, and out in Texas. So thank you guys for joining us here on the show. I really appreciate you guys being here on the show and taking the time out to listen to these guys, these great guys, man, about fitness and their business and moving on. And I really appreciate you guys giving me the time of day. So this is Trainer Ray, and this is Trainer Ray here, Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray, and I'm signing out. Thank you guys for listening. Take care.